You're listening live to Right Side Radio with Phil Williams. It's hard to go wrong when you're on the right side. Right Side Radio. Solid, conservative, and just plain right.
News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN. Phil Williams here on Right Side Radio. Like the dude just said, solid, conservative, and just plain right. Good Monday to you. It was a good weekend. I hope that that most of y'all had time for reflection on 9/11 and an opportunity to sort of gather yourself and take a day of rest somewhere in the mix. But folks, I am glad to be back with you. It is an honor to have this platform. And once again, Miss Copper is running the board. Hey, Copper, how are you today?
I'm doing all right. My Monday started out a little rough, but it's only gone up from there.
A little rough. Do we need to stop and have an intervention? What you okay?
Oh, no, I just woke up with a headache. Just Mondays,
oh.
You know.
Oh, Monday. Okay. I hope that headache does not speak to your weekend, but yes, okay. Well, good.
No, it's better now. It was just a cranky headache.
There's no room for cranky on Right Side Radio.
We
only get cranky at liberals, not each other. That's all there is to it.
There we go.
Well, and speaking of liberals, too, by the way, I was debating some liberals on social media this weekend. In fact, my buddy Jeff Poor down at 106.5 on the coast, who comes onto the ground council with me, I saw a tweet where he had taken someone from AL.com, yes, you heard us, AL.com to task on a fairly liberal position that I intend to expand on a little bit more later, and I had to chime in. It was too good. But as I was doing this, I got to thinking, you know, I wonder if someone literally had to say, hey, why are you a conservative? I mean, how would the answer get framed? So let's think about this for a minute. Why are we conservatives? All you right side ruffians out there, you folks that are regular listeners, and we got listeners all over North Alabama, really all over Alabama and all over the nation, because we got people dialing in the online capability and hearing us from different states. But why are we conservatives? What? Yes, you heard me. Why are we conservatives? It's a question that most never ask. I mean, they just are. For some of us, it's like asking, well, why do you breathe? But if someone came up and asked you, hey, so why are you a conservative? What would you say? Could you frame the discussion succinctly? Could you lay it out in a way that everyone who heard it would say, oh, I get that? Well, sometimes we just know things in our gut, you know? But we've never had to put them into actual words. I'm that way. I mean, sometimes I just know that I know things, like the fact that I love this country. It's hard to put into words. You can't make me kneel down at the anthem. I get fired up when I see leadership in action. I get emotional when I see a family reunited with their soldier after deployment. I can't always find the words, but I know the feelings. But sometimes you got to find the words. So we should be ready at all times to genuinely and respectfully be able to describe why it is that we are conservatives. Now, I told Charlene this morning that as I was thinking through Right Side Way, that's what we call this monologue every day, that for the next several days, I think what I'm going to do is I'm going to devote my Right Side Way to the various aspects of conservatism. So that's what I'm going to do. For the next several days, I'm going to start the show with several minutes of describing to you what I believe a conservative is. So here we go. I'm a conservative because today it's about limited government. What you talk about, Williams? Well, I'm talking about the fact that the founders of this country saw fit to establish a democracy, a republic, if you will, designed to have three branches, obviously, the judicial, the legislative, and the executive, but they purposefully intended that it not get bloated. Dennis Prager from PragerU, he says, the bigger the government, the smaller the citizen. Now, government does have a purpose. Let me say that right up front. Jesus even said to render unto Caesar that which is Caesar's. The founders intended for a government to provide for the common defense, to establish the rule of law, to ensure that life, limb, and property are protected. There are some things that governments are designed for. Things like fighting our nation's wars or establishing trade with foreign nations or protecting the vulnerable by means of police and fire departments. Ensuring equal justice. Enacting the laws through the representative bodies of elected citizens. But I also believe that the value of the private citizen, the private effort, is what makes this country so great. And when government is the first resort to take care of our basic daily needs, the very first thing someone turns to, that's when bad things happen. More and more government means more and more regulation, and oftentimes stifling regulation. As government grows, it must justify its existence, and it must prove to the world then that life cannot exist without it. Ronald Reagan once said, a government big enough to give you all that you need is a government big enough to take away all that you have. And when we find ourselves fully dependent on government, then there is little incentive, little drive, little fulfillment. There's only expectation in a sense that we are entitled. We demand, we no longer create. We are required to exist off of revenues collected by the government. And for those who still try to produce, try to thrive, try to create, the government must have more from you, while also creating more regulations to tell you how and when and where you will provide for the government so the government can give to those entitled individuals who have chosen the government as their first resort. One of my favorite authors is Oswald Sanders. In a work that was originally designed for Christian leadership, but it applies in any category, he said this, quote, "The spirit of the welfare state does not produce leaders. If a person is not willing to rise early and work late to expend greater effort in diligent study and faithful work, that person will not change a generation. Fatigue is the price of leadership. Mediocrity is the result of never getting tired." I don't want to be a mediocre country. I don't want to be a mediocre state. I don't want to be a nation of low-level producers who reach out to the government for the next stimulus check or the next handout, the next excuse why I don't have to go to work. A nation where productivity is stymied by so many regulations that folks just give up trying. Where taxation becomes so onerous that people choose not to produce just to avoid government reaching into their wallets again. You see, if we get to the point that people cannot exist without the government, never paying attention to the fact that government actually cannot survive without the people if you get down to it, then we're just like that proverbial self-licking ice cream cone. We're just existing for the never-ending loop of mediocrity to feed ever-growing government. Adrian Rogers, famous Southern Baptist preacher, he once said, "Friend, you cannot legislate the poor into freedom by legislating the wealthy out of freedom. And what one person receives without working, another person must work for without receiving. The government can't give to anybody anything the government does not first take from somebody. And when half the people get the idea they don't have to work because the other half's going to take care of them, and when the other half get the idea it does no good to work because somebody's going to get what they work for, well, that, dear friend, is about the end of any nation." So listen, I'm a conservative for a number of reasons, one of which is limited government. I don't balk at government existing. I don't rail against the machine. I believe that all elected officials, I don't believe that all elected officials are corrupt, but I do believe that too much government is never best. And for us to win as a nation, we must have the will of the people, not the will of the government. Government should exist solely to ensure that liberty survives, to free up the private citizen to go build that better mousetrap. Government should exist to set the parameters for national growth, but to make those options available, not through mandates. Liberal progressives, they all believe that the American spirit is a myth, that government knows best, that you exist for the benefit of government and not the other way around. Liberal progressives believe that government should always be the first resort when you face a personal hardship, not your family, your church, your community, and certainly not your own self-determination. So for the past year and a half, we've lived under more government regulation and interaction with our personal lives than perhaps ever in the history of our nation. And recent developments indicate that big government advocates have no intention of slowing that roll. But like so many of you listening right now, I am a conservative. I believe in limited government. A government that is responsive, to be sure, but one that is not in the way. One that allows freedom of movement. One that sets the stage for success and then steps back and applauds when the private sector knocks another home run out the park. I'm a conservative, and I believe in the satisfaction that comes from enduring, from creating, from achieving, from trying and failing and trying again and succeeding through effort, real effort, not through entitlements or stifling regulations. Limited government. That's just one reason that I choose to be a conservative. And that's a wrap for the Right Side Way. Well, folks, listen, I'm going to do this week. I think we got to. So today, if you take away something, take away the idea that part of being a conservative is that you advocate for limited government. Other things I plan to cover this week are things like liberty and traditional values and a strict construction of the Constitution, not that it should be flexed. The value of the rule of law, the sovereignty and exceptionalism of America. I don't mind any of those things. Those are part of what makes me what I am as a conservative. All right, folks. God bless you. I'm in a mood today. I got all the paper. I mean, I've got it right here, and I am ready to roll. I got notes. I got clips. I got a guest coming in, my buddy Dick Brubaker, I serve in the state senate with. Plenty more. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative, just plain right. We'll be right back.